This radio show is brought to you by Carousel, inspiring people with learning disabilities to achieve their artistic ambitions.
My name is Fran Reynolds, aka DJ Cranberry.
Hello, my name is Rami.
We are at the Shut Up Penison radio show at Blue Camel Club. The Blue Camel Club, it's a place for people with disabilities to have a good boogie and a good dance. DJs, music, presentations, you name it.
Can you tell me your name?
Elizabeth Miller.
What are you doing today at the Blue Camel Club?
I'm working at a photo booth.
Suzanne, so what is this?
Well, this is a new thing Carousel have got, the photo booth. People grab a prop, microphone, guitar, wig or a hat. You go in with your mates or on your own. You get your photo done. 30 seconds later, you get a strip with the photos. It's brilliant. Inside the space, there's red curtains, and then there's a photographer there who takes the pictures, and then you come out and you pick your photos up.
Have people enjoyed doing it?
They love it because they get a picture, four pictures each, or eight if they're on the road, to take home, give to people, and they're great fun. Look how everyone's having the time of their life.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Can you tell me about the photo?
I had a photo done, it's fantastic. It's all the loads of props. I'm working there now, so I'm getting everyone to join me to work there.
What the cheese? My name is Sarah Oscar Bright, a chair trustee for Carousel. I've done outreach project with Carousel, and I have worked with doing workshop with you for many times.
My name's Paul and I'm a steward of Carousel tonight, and I've probably got the coolest t-shirt you're ever going to see.
I would like to ask you, what are you doing today?
He's a photography, and I like photography because it helps me focus, and people always says I always take good photographs.
Okay, and because Sarah just asked some advice, and I said one bit of advice: if someone comes in a wheelchair today, rather than take a pitch looking down, get on your knee and just get on their level, and then they won't get neck ache. So little tips like that, wasn't it, Sarah?
Yeah.
Telling me, what are you taking?
Everything and anything, yeah. We're capturing the spirit, would you say, of the evening?
Where all these photos will be going?
I'm going to go to Carousel, and instead of David taking the photos, as usual, I'm doing it. They're going to be a Carousel website.
My name's DJ Manic at The Panic. It's my last ever Blue Camel Club gig. I've been here for 7 years, some fantastic years of hard work, commitment, and sadly tonight is my last night. A little bit gutted for people who can't make it, but you know, it's fair enough, they've got other commitments. I started as a volunteer paid stagehand. A couple months later, I started to get into more confident stuff, like support the acts, and suddenly I thought, I'll give DJing a go, and suddenly that's when it kicked off from there. When I first started DJing, I was about 12. I started doing house, commercial, a bit of R&B, a bit of old school. I used to be on vinyls when I was 12. My dad's friend got me on vinyls. I was 16, I got into 10, I now use CDJs. When I was 18, I was doing more drum, bass, hardcore, gabba, techno, which I still do today. But not much of it. But now today it's more of a mixture of old school mashups. For me, it's been a real honour to do this for 7 years. And I've got to meet great celebrities, got to DJ with great celebrities such as Jamie Lang from Maine, Chelsea, Lauren Pope from Towie, Kai Stafford, of course. I've had honour to DJ with him. And to DJ with some amazing DJs in Brighton, especially then go on tour with my brother recently. We went to Southampton together, we went to Manchester together, went to Leeds, Plymouth. And for me to do this, leave Blue Camel and Brighton, would be a nice note. Oh, there's seven hats of me. It's many of you that have been a Blue Camel. I've been in Blue Camel for 7 years, each hat been since 1 year. I've been a Carousel. And I've got over 60 hats. I've got different hats. I've got Donald Duck, again, Disney old school, Clay and Son, one of my favourite clothing brands. I've got American Raiders. The best one I have was the Clay and Son's 2 Chainz. That's when I was with DJing with Tiny Temper, as well as BMX, as well as Audio Thief. Audio Thief is an amazing video DJ, so Raptors, that's when I went to Canada when I was 15 with my best mate, and we were DJing over there. Sadly, I'm leaving to go to university in September. I'm definitely DJing in Reading, definitely. I'm hopefully do a uni, hopefully maybe do some clubs. But I don't know, you know, life is still young. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take every day that it comes. if I get the opportunity to DJ, I'll take it, to be honest. People do say what it's like to be a DJ. It's an honour for me. It's not easy. To be a good DJ, you have to have good attitude, you have to be committed to it, you have to work hard every day. So for me, it's an honour to, you know, be working with great people like Sharp Listen, Carousel, Blue Camel, and to leave on a banging note like this, it's worth it.
When you know it is, when I just got a fade, got that 50 Tyson, man. I'm 50 Tyson, do a bit, just I got a fade. Tyson, tell them get back off of me. When I'm doing at you, throw my Dougie when I go, when I freshen all the colors.
Come down, check me out, I'll be DJing, bit of R&B, house, commercial, drum, bass, bit of dubstep. Cheers, guys.
Don't know how to Dougie. Hello, what's your name?
Daryl, keyboardist and vocalist of Zombie Crash.
And what's your name?
I'm very good on fans of Zombie Crash.
We're not playing tonight, but we're watching other bands. They're giving us a chance. Let them spread the chaos, the mayhem, the carnage, the blood and guts.
What do you like about the Blue Camel Club and what do you get up to?
We have lots of fun, lots of chaos, meet up with special ladies, woohoo!
And now, this is our newest song, and it's called Rock Your Body. Hello?
Hello?
Would you like to come and dance tonight?
I don't think so.
My name is Andrew Walker and I'm the lead singer of the Revs.
How many band members are there?
There's five band members, it's me, Lisa, there's Sam, the bass player, there's Louisa, the flute player, Claire Matthews, Park Carousel, she's the keyboard player, and we've got Jason Page on the Scott Stones and Michael on the drums.
She went on a day, excited to meet someone new, but it was awful. So embarrassing!
Three. Rock your body, yeah! Hey, hey, hey! Rock your body, yeah! Hey, hey, hey! Rock your body, yeah! Hey, hey, hey! Rock your body, yeah!
How long have you been playing for?
Oh, we've been playing for now at least about 3 years now. And we've released an album on the 21st of July this year.
What was the album called?
The album that we've done is called Rev It Up.
We hear you're playing tonight. So what songs will you be playing?
Well, the songs we'll be playing is Empty House, Rock Your Body, Don't Cut Us Out, Funky Pudding and Extras.
So what is Don't Cut Us Out about?
The reason what Don't Cut Us Out is because people with learning disabilities have had their funds cutted and support needs, and we found out that it was very wrong when I was at Chichester County Hall, and I told Peter Cashpole basically what I thought it was like to have a learning disability, and basically I thought it was wrong what he was doing, so I told him exactly what I thought.
What is the song Empty House about?
Oh, the song Empty House is just basically it starts like empty, and then eventually people start moving in, and eventually it comes to a happy house. It's basically been a house that has been empty for years and years until eventually everyone starts moving in and starts becoming a happy family.
And who's this lady?
Oh, this here is Louisa. She is my flute player.
So Louisa, what do you do in the Rev?
I'm a flute player and I've just been learning the drums for 5 weeks for one song, so I'm really proud. I'm so talented. So yeah, I'm playing the drums tonight for one song and it's called Funky Pudding.
Louisa, what do you like about the Revs and why do you like being in the Revs?
I like being in the Revs because I like making new friends and I like it because I play the flute and also I play the drums.
Well, that was Louisa and Andrew. Thank you for coming.
You know what? Thank you very much. Anytime you need me, just give me a call.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it. That was our last one, so we're known as the Revs. And see you back in town.
Here are the specials. Please, can you guys introduce yourselves?
Lewis.
Sam.
Lucy.
Megan.
What is it? What is the specials?
Because we're special. Oh. We are so special, aren't we?
We're Cyclops mates.
mates? And
we're housemates.
Both housemates, yeah.
Brighton. In Brighton.
What do we do, Sam? We do bowling, pubs, cinemas.
We do anything, don't we?
Yeah,
bowling.
Yeah, we do anything. Cinema. Nightclubbing.
Nightclubbing?
Yeah.
Yes, we do, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have also been filmed especially on the Oprah Winfrey. Can you tell us about it, please?
We had a special launch last night.
We did.
And because we celebrate, because the specials is on
America.
It's on America.
America right now.
Yeah, it's on America television.
That's easy. That was 2006, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2006.
We got filmed, didn't we?
Yeah, we got filmed.
Episode 1 to episode 10, we did.
We're just doing all of our lives, aren't we?
Yeah.
All our lives and that.
Yeah.
When will the second series be out?
Second series?
Be out soon, won't
it?
Soon.
What is it like seeing you guys many years ago on television?
Really good, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Really good.
Well, I was only 19 when I moved in. So I got quite a lot of confidence in me, and now I've grown up as a 24-year-old.
I was started in December in 2007. Oh. I was 17 when I came in the house, and now I am 28.
I think I was 22. Yeah.
I was 22, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I was 22.
How has being on the television changed you guys?
It's been good, hasn't it, guys?
Yeah, it's been really good. Yeah.
Really good.
I think we're more confident now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Lazy Boys of Bangkok, wasn't it?
Yeah, Lazy Boys of Bangkok.
Yeah. Well, me and Sam actually have been arguing. He thinks the Lazy Boys, and it's not, it's Lazy Boys Bangkok.
Yes, it is true, yeah, because I thought the boys are girls, the wood girls, but it's not.
It was men, wasn't it?
It was men.
Any other funny bits we did?
Sam was quite upset because possessed of Megan, and because he had Lewis's ex-girlfriend.
Yep.
Right. Get over Megan, sort of thing.
The relationships, like ups and downs with relationships, like episode 2 when Lewis breaks up with Megan.
I do.
And he makes feel his feelings.
But they're all right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're all right now.
So what awards have you guys won?
We won
two.
Two Webby Awards.
Two Webbies. We went on holiday to New York.
Yes, we did. We went to pick them up the other day, didn't we?
New York is a good place, and we met a celebrity.
Yes, we did.
And we got two Webbies for the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes, we did.
And it's opportunity for a New York episode.
Yes, we did. The new episode was good.
Yeah.
What do you guys like about the Blue Camel Club?
It's good. Favourite thing about it is brilliant, isn't it?
I like it. I like friends stick together.
I like it because it's really great because I like stay up late and dance and boogie and stuff.
We do.
The Blue Camel Club is really fun, actually. And dancing's good, really fun as well.
Thank you, guys, for taking your time. And have a good evening. That was the specials live at the Brighton Dome.
Hello!
Hello!
We are called the hit.
It's Party Crashers!
This is called Fashion!
Fashion! Oh, fashion! Please the best!
Thank you for being at the Blue Camel. Shut up and listen.